From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how can the intelligence community overcome the tempting dangers of groupthink? First, the lead. In Iraq today, 40 miles west of Baghdad in the city of Fallujah, U.S. warplanes bombed a suspected meeting site of the terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. A local hospital reports at least 16 people killed in the attack. Meanwhile, the Fallujah Brigade, an Iraqi security force that had been charged with keeping order in the city, has been disbanded. And the U.S. Marine general who led an April assault on Fallujah has publicly criticized American strategy there. Joining us to talk about events in Fallujah is Alyssa Rubin. She's the co-bureau chief of the Los Angeles Times Bureau in Baghdad. Alyssa, welcome back to the program. A little more background on Fallujah here. This is a Sunni Muslim city friendly to Saddam Hussein. It's the place where four American security contractors were murdered and then mutilated 6 months ago. What is going on in Fallujah today?
Well, I think right now, Fallujah has pretty much become a haven for the insurgency, and U.S. troops agreed to leave the city under a deal with the Fallujans and with the U.S. government and military, Pentagon. Everybody agreed to it back around the end of April, beginning of May, and so they have not been in the city on foot or in tanks or Bradleys. Since then, they have been recently bombing, but it's widely believed that Fallujah is essentially an insurgent stronghold.
Well, what happened to this Fallujah Brigade? This was the answer back when the Marines finally decided they were not going to go in and completely take over the city. This brigade was made up of former members of Saddam's army and perhaps of the insurgents themselves, but they'd been kind of bought off. They were supposed to keep order and keep things running. What happened?
Well, I think a lot of them had been involved in the insurgency, from the very beginning when reporters could still occasionally go into Fallujah, something we really can't do anymore. What we found was that people were very proud, members of the brigade were very proud of the role they had played in the insurgency, and they would boast about it. And I think many, many people were part of the insurgency. They were also soldiers. They had been in the security services, in the Republican Guard, in the Special Republican Guard, in the Mukhabarat, and ultimately they didn't cut their ties to the insurgency. There wasn't enough of a reason to do it, or there was too much pressure from people who remained in the insurgency, or they just felt it wasn't worth it to be seen as being on the side of the Americans when you're in the heart of the Sunni Triangle.
This Marine Lieutenant General James Conway, who had led U.S. Marine forces in that area and is now leaving his post for another assignment, said over the weekend that the whole strategy in Fallujah had been wrong, that the Marines had first been ordered to attack the city and then pull back from the city, that just nothing had gone right. But what is the U.S. strategy in Fallujah now? What are we going to do?
The policy is to bomb, essentially from a distance, until there is an Iraqi security force, an Iraqi army, Iraqi National Guards, or probably mainly an army, that can really take the lead in going into Fallujah. It was unworkable to have an American force do that. There were enormous repercussions, so they're having to stay at a distance and wait until they have essentially partners they can really try to weed out the insurgents with, and they can't do that till the Iraqis are ready to do that.
The Los Angeles Times, Alyssa Rubin in Baghdad. Alyssa, thank you.
Thank you.